Hey, Todd.
Hello.
Hey, if we're talking, it must mean it's another day. It's another Your Daily Scrum.
Here we go. What's up?
Hard enter into the question.
Yeah.
Todd, why are time boxes so important in Scrum?
We started talking about this, and I got excited about it.
He got fired up when his eyes went big, and I know when we start, I was like, stop, let's just record it. We'll just make it a video.
Yeah.
And so here it is.
Yeah.
No, intros, because if we don't get into this, he's going to go nuts. So.
I'm ready to explode.
Go.
So I'm going to start with citing Parkinson's law, and then we're going to talk a little bit about some corollaries to that, and then maybe we could talk about those and unpack why. Because Parkinson's law is an adage, and it states that work expands so as to fill the time available for its completion.
Yep.
Right. So work expands so as to fill the time available for its completion. I'm looking at Wikipedia right now. What do you make of that? How do you draw that to time?
I think it's 100% true, right? I know myself that if I don't time box things, if I don't put kind of a boundary on things, that I will kind of lollygag and, mm-hmm. you know, there's some tomfoolery mm-hmm. and some other nonsense going on. And then finally, with the last 5 minutes, I'll take care of the task.
Right. Yeah.
But if I put a time box on it, like I have from 2 o'clock to 2:15 to do this, then I just sit down and do the work, and it usually fits in that time box. And so if I don't give myself boundaries, the tasks will certainly expand into things into a much larger time box that did not need to happen.
Yeah. I can see myself basically like spinning in circles, be like, oh, I need to get some coffee. Oh, I need to get a snack. Oh, I need some water. I'm going to go do this quick. I'm going to get the mail. Or, you know, before you know it, it's like an hour has passed. And that last 5 minutes is when you do the work, which has me like, I want to cite a couple corollaries here. Work complicates to fill the time available.
Yep.
So there's then the Stock-Sanford, which is a corollary. If you wait until the last minute, it only takes you a minute to do the work.
Yep.
Then we've got Mark Horseman, who says work contracts to fit in the time we give it. And so here's the last one. Asimov, in 10 hours a day, you have time to fall twice as far behind your commitments as in 5 hours a day.
Right. Yeah. And I think we see this in Scrum teams too, right? Mm. The time box is necessary for, you know, all of these great laws and ideas that you shared. I think those all are anecdotally true. But I also think when it comes to the time box, what we're trying to do with the Scrum team is create a sense of urgency so that they do the minimal but sufficient to meet a sprint goal, which is hopefully tied to a customer or user need. Yeah. Right. So if you take that one step connection and kind of merge it all, we want teams to do the minimal but sufficient to satisfy a customer mm-hmm. and nothing more. Right?
Yeah, because without sacrificing quality. Right?
Without sacrificing quality, because simplicity, the art of maximizing the amount of work not done, is essential. That's one of our 12 Agile principles. It's my favorite. Mm-hmm. I love that simplicity principle. And I think time boxes help us get there by really putting the boundaries up and saying, look, minimal but sufficient, and move on, because you don't have the time to sit around and waste and overthink and do the gold plating and all that other stuff.
Yeah, I think it's just an easy trap to fall in. And here's a caution with the time box, though, is I had mentioned the word quality. That's not to say that we cut corners just to meet the demands of a time box, right? We have cautionary tales there with not having or obeying a definition of done, right? Like a product backlog item to be considered done during a sprint has to meet that definition, and it with no exceptions, right? And so I want to make sure we're making that clear, right? Because just to say you're done with something doesn't mean it doesn't meet that definition. But I also can think of times where I've built things and then wanted to re-engineer it and then re-engineer it and then re-engineer it. And before you know it, I've re-engineered it 7 times. Yep. I mean, I think you've caught me doing that with some of my own, some of the projects that I'm working on for us. I think that's the beauty of a time box. And this is one benefit of it, right? And as it relates to Parkinson's law.
And to answer one of the main concerns we see, people will say, and let's apply this to Scrum events. By the way, you can apply time boxes to your development work, mm-hmm. right? You're allowed to use, I encourage it. Tabata, some other kind of ideas. Or
Pomodoro technique.
Pomodoro. A lot of these are interesting. I think Tabata is more fitness, but I think it still works. I think you can still do intervals like that of work. Pomodoro is more common, but people will get kind of bent out of shape. Like Ryan, if we're doing a 1 month sprint and it's 8 hours for sprint planning, but we do great, product backlog refinement. We work well together. We're a high performing team. We can have sprint planning knocked out in 4 hours. Awesome. So end the event. The right, time box means not to exceed. You can stop early. It's allowed. And so don't feel like you have to sit there for another 4 hours and stare awkwardly at each other. You can end it and then move on to the next thing.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, I think what's an important, interesting thing to point out here is you generally don't end a sprint early. You'd like to stick to that same cadence. So I think that's the one thing that we talk about that is consistent. So we could have this whole argument, is a sprint a time box, Ryan? Because you could probably argue that it's not. I've had that conversation. I don't know if Rich Hundhausen, our good friend, remembers many years ago, we had a conversation about that. He probably doesn't, but I do. I remember weird stuff like that. So I guess then, the debate, I think we've had that before, is what happens when you finish early. So I'm deviating from the original topic.
Let's debate that one on a future video. Yeah, if there's interest shown in the comments.
Yeah.
So if you want to see Todd and I dig deeper into that, let us know in the comments.
I just flew like all over the place there.
So. Nah, you're good. I think we landed the bird just fine.
We did, yeah.
I'm going to pull up the end screen. So like and subscribe so you never miss an episode. Check out the comment section below. Leave your questions, leave your comments. Let us know what your thoughts are about time boxes and what makes them difficult. Maybe, just maybe, through the power of the internet, that'll turn into a future video. Check out the socials. We post a lot on LinkedIn, Twitter, some Facebook. We're trying to figure out the gram. We'll see what we do there. Videos are going to pop up, right? Meow. Check those out. The algorithm thinks you'll like them. We do too. For Todd Miller, I'm Ryan Ripley. Go forth, do some great Scrum things. Have a nice weekend, and we will see you next week.
See you.